Okay, and Dora Myrie. Okay, Mrs. Myrie, I want to thank you for agreeing to participate with us in this project. This will surely benefit the community now and in the future. The goal of the questionnaire is to produce a detailed and coherent narrative of your personal life story. We encourage you to say as much or as little as you want to. There's no question that is too long. There's no answer that is too long for us, that's for sure. We realize that you have signed the consent form. However, we want to let you know that you can feel free to let us know if there's any particular thing that you have mentioned during the interview that you would like to keep out of, you know, this work that we're doing. As you know, the work that we're doing will be for educational, exhibition, or presentation materials, you know, which will be based on your interview as well as the rest of the interviews we've done. So let's start with the first question. Okay, Star, tell me a little bit about your place of birth and what was going on there as you were growing up. Where were you born?
I was born in Color Republic of Panama.
And
in the year 1916, August 30th.
And how was life there as a kid? What do you remember?
Very good. Mm-hmm. My parents was born in the island of Jamaica. I came here as a child. I grew up in Colón for about 4 or 5 years. So it took my... I came over to Panama and get to my educational studies in the Republic of Panama. And I was Indian teachers, because in Panama it was most Spaniard in the Republic, most Spanish schools, very few English speaking, you know, schools. So I went to one of those private teachers. And I came up in the entire zone related for too many years. My parents were colored workers, but my father was at the time. So I got shipped to Canada.